With Sat's permission, Kavi reads Baba's code and Sat dissects it part by part.
Man derives his name from the possession of the mind. As a man thinks, so he becomes. Man means mind, and mind means man. Mind is only a bundle of thoughts.
Can you stop here? This is so important. Man is mind and mind is man. So live both of them alone. If you want to be a man, go up. Mix. But we have a choice to be a man or not. Our choice is when we want to be active and productive in this world, we become a man, means mind. When we want to be as our own origin, we know where to go. We go home. We shut the door. Isn't that beautiful to be in the world and also know how to get out of it? And to even know what the world is. World is mind. You don't believe me? Go to your deep sleep and see if there is a world that exists. Or go to your heart, or go to your silence. Everything vanishes. Why? Because you are not mixing with your manhood. That's such an important point to grasp. Okay, move on.
Thoughts give rise to actions, and what we enjoy or suffer in this world are the consequences of these actions.
Stop here. Thought gives room to action. Thought, not you. Thought does. If you pay attention at the thought, you become it. You don't pay attention at it, you are not it. We got such a tremendous choice here that we didn't have before. Okay, move on with Baba's code.
It follows, therefore, that only when man's thoughts are good will his life be good.
Okay, stop here. Now, if you're identifying with the mind, Baba is saying, if your thoughts are good, your life is good. If your thoughts are bad, your life is hell. But this is when you identify in with your mind. But then again, we have a choice. Okay, move on.
Thoughts are highly potent. They survive the death of man. Hence, it is essential to keep out bad thoughts from our minds.
Stop here. This is the way I understand it. When you identify as your mind and emotion and feeling, the impression that leaves behind when we are after our passing, we are in the subtle body, we get stuck in the subtle body, and then there is a birth. So, as long as this identification weakens, then there is no concern for that. There is only grace to that extent, a release. Yeah, go on.
It is bad thoughts that separate man from man and make them forget their common divinity. When men realize that the Atma in every body is one and the same, there will be no room for differences.
Yeah, stop here. Now, what is this path or this method that we were giving to disidentify with the activity of the mind as a separateness? Once we do that, as I was talking to Adrian, there is a space created. That is space we can say the closest to who we are and what God is. So now Baba is really asking people, disidentify with your mind. But if you cannot, then have a better thought than worse thought. Because we are all Atma. We are not all Atma. Atma is all. At that point. Right now we say we're all Atma because there is still identification. Once this identification goes, there is no man. There is no mind. Then we can say all is Atma. Move on, Kavi.
The peace of the individual, as well as of the world, depends on the mind. Hence the need for proper disciplining of the mind.
Now, the word discipline can turn a lot of us off. Because that comes from will, and the will comes from the mind. To me, when Baba says discipline, means to go with it. This needs some effort. Some effort. Baba calls it discipline. You can call it discipline. I call it stop. Stay. It's the language is different, but the meaning comes from your intuitive self. Like Adrian was saying in the church, intuitively, because of familiarity with a deeper way of living, she got it. So that is what is happening to us. When Baba says discipline, we know what he's saying. He's saying stop following the monkey.
My mind is so annoying, it doesn't turn me off at all to think of disciplining it.
Exactly, exactly. You know, we are so, as a human, as a mind or man, Baba was calling us, we're so sick and tired of discipline. We're so sick and tired of limitation. And that's what brings us to the highest path, because we can't tolerate it anymore. We had enough, and we feel like we want to break these chains. And as we break the chain, we're giving our soul and spirit their rights. Because if God is omnipresent, how dare the body limits it? Not only we begin to give ourselves freedom in our thoughts and emotion, but we become more accepting of others. We give him more, we are looking forward to give him freedom. Their bondage make us sad. We want to help them break it as well. Namaste.
Thank you, Sat.